Good morning. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
John Mueller.
Hi, John. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing all right. What can I do for you today, John?
Well, I got your card in my mail to sign up for fiber internet service in Rhinebeck.
Okay. I can definitely help out with that. So you'd like to switch over to Archtop?
Well, maybe. I'd just like to learn a little bit about it. I've never heard of Archtop Fiber before. What's the, how does it work, I guess?
Okay. So absolutely. I can definitely help you out with providing some more information about our company. So what we do is we offer fiber services, which is a different type of cable than the typical coaxial cable. Our data is emitted through light, which makes it faster and, well, I mean, think of speed of light, but, it makes it faster and easier to go ahead and upload, especially if you are either working from home, if you have some gamers in the house, if you're streaming on multiple TVs. So there's definitely a lot of positives to switching to fiber so that you don't have as much lag. Also, our upload and download speeds are both, we offer the 1 gig or the 2 gig, and neither of them affect each other.
And I guess your cables are underground because I saw all the little trenches in our street.
Yes.
How do you connect from the street to the house?
So we would also micro-trench where available. So what would happen is we would micro-trench a tiny little 6 to 8 inch trench. Of course, our cables from the street to your home aren't going to be as large as the ones in the road. But that's typically how we would do it. If we have to go aerial, we will go aerial from the pole. But that's only if we cannot micro-trench and put them underground based on your property.
And I know I already have a coax cable that's trenched to my house. Can you just connect to that cable, or do you have to run fiber all the way to the house?
No, we would have to run fiber to the house.
And how do you get it into the house then?
So we would follow the area where the coaxial cable comes into the home. That way we don't have to drill into your home or anything.
Then how do you get it in the rest of the way to the house?
Well, we would still bring the fiber through. When it comes to your install appointment, think of the way that they came in to install the coaxial cables. So our cable is a completely different cable, and we would still run through the same area. We just wouldn't be connecting it to the coaxial, considering it is a completely different cable.
So you have to get it all the way inside the house. And then is it a special modem or?
Yes, we have we have our modems that we use, and then those modems get connected to the router, and the router provides a Wi-Fi signal. Or you can connect directly to the router with an Ethernet cable.
Okay, so you supply the modem?
Yes, we do. We supply the modem and router, both of which are fully included in our price.
A modem and router?
Mm-hmm. We don't charge you for rental fees for the modem or the router.
What kind of router is it?
So it's a router it states Archtop Fiber on it. We have partnered with a company to be able to provide our own routers. What happens is you can download the HomePass app on the App Store on your smartphone, and you can use that to do many different things, including verifying when certain devices are connected. You can also prevent certain devices from getting connected. You can change your Wi-Fi password. You can change your Wi-Fi network name. There's a lot of things that you can do with the HomePass app that would be through the router. Also, with our router, we would be able to troubleshoot if anything were to go wrong or needing to be troubleshooted. Because we have back-end systems that we can reboot the modem for you or the router on your behalf. We also can reset your password if you need us to, if you can't seem to access it to switch it. We can also run speed tests to see what's going on, see if maybe there's a dip in the service. We would also be able to verify, okay, we're seeming to have slow connections with certain devices. Maybe you need an extender. So there's definitely many things that we can help out with regards to our router.
Okay. And how many Ethernet ports does it have?
So we typically have the same amount as any other router. Usually most routers come with four. If you do need more than that, then there should be a you should be able to get a switch, which would allow you to have multiple Ethernet ports.
Right. Yeah, I have a switch, so okay, we can use that too. But the only thing I'm concerned about, I guess, is getting the cable into the home, because once the cable is trenched where my coax cable comes in, it kind of winds through the walls and the ceilings to get over to the spot where my router is. So I don't know how you'd be able to without, tearing up on the sheetrock. I don't know how you'd be able to get the cable all the way over to where, my router and my modem are.
Well, that's where the tech will determine the best way to get you connected. So what will happen is on the day of the on the day of the installation appointment, what will happen is we will obviously speak with you with regards to where you want the modem, and then we'll find the best way to run the line over.
Okay, I got it. And what is the cost?
So right now we're offering a promotion if you sign up for auto pay with your checking account and paperless billing. Our 1 gig instead of being $79.99 will be $69.99. Our 2 gig instead of $99.99 would be $89.99.
And how long is that good for?
2 years, no contracts. We don't hold you to it. If you decide it's not for you or if you have to move and we don't offer service over there, there's no penalties or fees or anything like that. Also, our price does include the taxes and fees, so you're not going to pay a cent more.
And is there any slower speed you can get at a lower price?
So our 1 gig is the most common plan. We don't typically provide anything lower than that, mainly because a lot of homes are so connected with so many different smart devices, such as Google Home, Amazon Alexa, the I forget what the Apple one is, but they have so many different connectivities, smart TVs, printers, computers. I mean, I know I've got at least 30 devices in my own home.
Yeah, but if they're
I'd
not
be
all
lost
running at
without
the
it.
same time, yeah, if you don't run at the same time, you don't need a gigabyte. So, okay. Well, let me think about it, and I'll call back. I'm not sure if it's going to be the right thing for me given the connection.
Okay, no
All
worries.
right. All right.
Absolutely.
Thank
And
you
you can
very much
definitely
for the
give us a call if
information.
ever you decide to change your mind or if you want to find out more information, we'd be more than happy to do so.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, John, and thank you so much for calling
Bye-bye.
Arch Top Fiber. I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.